You're listening to SBS News.
In Queensland and New South Wales, all public school students are back to the classroom. While in Victoria, the state which resisted pressure the longest, the return is more gradual. Five-year-old Seb is in prep, and his older sister Abby is in year one. They've both been homeschooled for 6 weeks now. All this while their dad, Adam Burridge, is working from home.
I think they've enjoyed it. I think they've had a lot of fun, but at the same time, I think they're missing their friends. Yeah, and they're fairly keen to get back and see their friends.
Next week, both Seb and Abby can return to the classroom as some year groups in Victoria make a slow comeback. But both parents have mixed feelings about it. Mum Emma Hall explains.
I wouldn't say that we're not wanting to send them back. I think we're just apprehensive about what it means. And just like every parent, trying to keep them as safe as possible.
Victoria's Education Minister James Molino says he's feeling positive about Tuesday's planned return.
So Victoria's response to COVID-19, the testing blitz, the positive outcomes meant that we could bring students back to face-to-face teaching earlier than anticipated.
Year 11 and Year 12 students can also return to the classroom on Tuesday. The State Education Minister confirmed final exams will begin on November the 9th, and students will receive their results before the end of the year. Tasmania's gradual return to school begins on Monday for primary school students and Year 11 and 12s. On the same day in Queensland and New South Wales, all public school students can return. But students in New South Wales are being asked to avoid catching public transport. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says it's to prevent clogging the system.
And we ask everybody to exercise extreme caution, and it's really, really important that we don't forget, we don't let our guard down, we don't get complacent, because complacency, as I've said, is as big an enemy as the virus is itself.
Sydney is now bracing for a surge of cars. It's expected to be a shock to the system after weeks of near-empty streets. Peter Currie from the National Roads and Motorists Association is urging travellers to be careful.
Well, I think what we want parents to be prepared for is that pick up and drop off is going to be like it's never been before. So the traffic volumes will be different.
In Queensland, there are no planned caps on commuters as workers and students prepare to return to the office and to school. More movement is expected from next week, but the Transport Minister says there will still be space on trains and buses for passengers to be able to keep their distance. Union officials say if travellers don't adequately space out, it'll push for safety measures, although cashless ticketing and extra train cleaning is taking place. While back in Victoria, trains, buses and trams will undergo extra cleaning. And Mr. Molino is urging schools to stagger drop-off times.
Obviously, a very small school, you may not need to have any adjusted pick-up and drop-off times. But for the majority of schools, we're strongly encouraging that, and I know that schools are planning for that for next week.
And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.